I'm going to say something I feel comfortable saying because I am not repped by an agency or PR or anything like that. It's literally just me and Adam and At Your Service. And if At Your Service is really at your service, then I just like, I need to say this because the last couple of weeks, I feel like I've been just trying to amplify other voices during this time and other stories. And really asking myself, like, what is my role? And if there is something that I need to say, what exactly is it? And the question I kept asking myself is, how do I embody what I want to see happen? The liberation, the unity, the peace, the freedom, like, how can I constantly be engaging in context and nuance and like leading in love and in service? And my heart, just like many other people's hearts, like really can't take it anymore. And there are so many conversations that are happening behind the scenes that in every single one of the public figures that you follow, every single one of them, every single one of them is having to have conversations about this with their team, about the genocide that's happening in Palestine, except it's often not framed that way. It's often not called a genocide. It's often not called ethnic cleansing. And I recognize that my feed and a lot of our feeds, all of our feeds look different. So every single one of us is receiving a different story. But you cannot continue to deny like the videos and the photos. Like I know that if you're watching this and this video is making you really uncomfortable, then you might be one of those people who has continuously looked away or who has muted or who is disconnected or who has in their heart already dehumanized Palestinian people so much, Arabs, Muslims. Like the fact that we had a six-year-old boy, Palestinian-American boy, who was stabbed by his landlord 26 times, 26 times, and his mother in critical condition. And our president didn't even mention the boy's name, Wadia, in his announcement, in his tweet. And that I saw, the only people who I saw share that the story of the little boy were mostly Muslims and Arabs, and the exception of a handful of other people who are brave enough to say anything. But you shouldn't have to be brave to talk about genocide. You shouldn't have to be brave to talk about the slaughter of a six-year-old boy by his landlord in the country that you live in too. And this is the complicated part, the complicated feelings that I have, because actually scratch that, it's not complicated, but part of the taking accountability, part of the taking accountability of this is that we live in the United States of America. We are all settlers for the most part, unless we're indigenous. And we recently, when a lot of this started happening, it was Indigenous Peoples Day a couple of weeks ago. And we sit there and we talk about how far we've come and how far we need to go with recognizing the indigenous on this land. And part of taking accountability is recognizing that you are not indigenous to this land. And if you realize that, and you realize that, like, you know, the comfort that you live in, the freedom that you live in, came at a cost, a lot of slaughter. And now we're witnessing that happen to Palestinian people, and it doesn't need to happen. It doesn't need to happen like this. Like, there are people who are fighting for their own human rights, just the right to exist and live as a human being. Even when the Israeli government called them human animals, I thought, you don't even believe that. Because you would never treat animals like this. You would never even treat animals like this. So for every single person who, and these are people that I've talked to, these are people that I know, and I love you. And if you are also just like so afraid of standing up against genocide and standing for humanity, because you're going to lose your livelihood potentially, or you feel like you're going to lose your livelihood, or you've been actually told that you will. And these are all scenarios that are actually happening right now, guys. So when you're like, oh, why isn't so-and-so saying anything? Why isn't so-and-so saying anything? There are many answers to that. And It just, it cannot be this way. It cannot be this way anymore. I would rather, like, I would rather work as a janitor for the rest of my life, it's still at your service, than to not tell the truth. That would be more honorable. That would be more human. Like, we're so afraid, we don't need to be afraid. And by the way, like, part of why I keep trying to engage with this from this place of love is because I really fundamentally in my core believe that, like, love is foundational to moving through this, and, like, unconditional, divine rooted like love, and that's not what we're seeing right now, obviously. And right now we need a ceasefire. Like, there needs to be a ceasefire. And if you can't even engage and use your platform to say that, then, like, this is, like, the most important thing that most of us will do in our lifetime so far. So you have the opportunity to do the most important thing that you have ever done in your life right now, and that is to stand up against genocide of the Palestinian people and ask yourself in your heart, truly ask yourself why it's so hard to do that. Like, you have to tell the truth on yourself. Stop looking for excuses. There is no excuse. We don't have the solution to a geopolitical issue. That's not your role. Your role right now is to be a human and to witness the erasure of humanity on a planet that's already on fire, and we continue to add fuel to the fire. What is your role? How are you going to use your platform? And if you are terrified and you don't feel comfortable saying anything, then let's talk about it. I am happy to talk you through, and I'm happy to support you in any way that I can. I know that the comments and the shit that you're getting online and the DMs, I mean, my stuff is on fire too. Everyone's is. But, like, that doesn't matter. That's not why we're doing this. That's not why we're talking. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say not the perfect thing and not the wrong thing. Everybody is in their trauma right now. Everybody is in a reactionary mode. But right now, they're a hospital. A hospital. By the way, a Christian hospital. By the way, yes, every single time the story is framed Muslim versus Jews, that isn't even true. There are Palestinian Christians, Muslims, Jews, atheists. Like, zoom out. Zoom out a little. Zoom out a little so you can see the role that you play in this genocide, because every single one of us does. Every single one of us does. And it is going to take every single one of us to put a stop to this. We need to demand a ceasefire. We need to demand an end to this bloodshed, because there is no winner here. This doesn't help anyone. This doesn't make anything better, and you know it. And if you want to stop sitting with that pit in your heart and that pit in your stomach and that pain that you're feeling in your body right now, then you really need to evaluate, how do I choose to be of service? How do I choose love? And how do I choose to have trust? To have trust that when I do the human thing, when I take that risk, when I am brave, when I make the biggest risk that I will ever take in my life, and the most important one, then, like, you will, like, know that there is only good that comes from that. There's only good. That we have to reframe what matters, because right now what matters is keeping people alive and putting an end to this genocide.